what you are thinking. Most of the time, a deeper dive into your mind's patterns. What I've often seen in Vedic astrology is that the fifth house, its ruling planet, and the sun in your chart reveal a lot about your thought patterns and mental energy. These elements combine to shape not only your intellectual approach, but also your creativity, passions, and even romantic inclinations. Let me guide you through how each part of this cosmic trio impacts what you're likely thinking about most of the time. 1. The fifth house, core of your thoughts and creative energy. Intellect and creativity. In astrology, the fifth house is your center for mental energy and how you channel creative expression. If you find yourself deeply drawn to art, music, or conceptual work, it's likely because this house has strong influences that make you naturally creative. Romantic thoughts and joy. This house also governs romance and love. So if you're daydreaming about love, the fifth house has a role here. You're often thinking about joy, excitement, and even the thrill of speculative risks because this house fuels those desires. Judgment and speculation. When you weigh risks or have a gut feeling about something, that's your fifth house talking. It controls your ability to make calculated moves. So if you're drawn to areas that involve speculation, like investments, this house plays a big part. 2. The fifth lord, directing your thought patterns. The planet ruling your fifth house, known as the fifth lord, gives direction to your thoughts, focusing your intellectual energies. Its placement in your chart is like a map to understanding what captivates you mentally. If it's in the first house, you're often self-reflective, thinking about how you come across to others or how you express yourself. In the second house, family and security are big themes, and much of your thinking might be about values, traditions, or stability. In the third house, you're likely absorbed with learning, communication, and perhaps building specific skills that let you express yourself. In the 10th house, your career dominates your thoughts, guiding you to think about achievement, recognition, and success. Kesher 3, the sun, illuminating your sense of purpose and thought clarity. Self-esteem and purpose. The sun represents your soul and drives your sense of purpose. If your sun is strong and well-placed, you're likely confident and clear-minded, with thoughts that gravitate toward meaningful pursuits. When you feel the urge to work towards something significant, that's the sun lighting up your mind. Sun's placement effects. In the fifth house, you're often thinking about leadership, creativity, and ways to stand out. It amplifies your desire for self-expression. In the ninth house, your mind wanders toward big picture ideas, philosophy, and perhaps spiritual concepts. You're drawn to explore and question. In the 12th house, your thoughts may turn inward. This placement pulls you toward introspection and possibly even spiritual or subconscious exploration. Her 4, aspects and conjunctions, shaping specific thought themes. When planets influence your fifth house, fifth lord, or sun, they add layers to what you're thinking about. Jupiter's influence makes your thoughts optimistic, broad-minded, and often philosophical. Mercury's influence sharpens your analytical abilities, making you focused on communication and intellectual agility. Saturn's influence adds seriousness and sometimes skepticism, making you think practically and with discipline. Mars's influence intensifies passion and drive, but can bring impulsive or assertive thinking if not balanced. 5. Combining these influences for your mental blueprint. By considering the unique blend of your fifth house, fifth lord, and sun's positions, I can get a sense of your main mental themes. Here are a few examples to show how these play out. If you have a powerful sun and a fifth lord in your 10th house, your mind is likely focused on ambition and creativity in your career. If your sun and fifth lord are in water signs or in the 12th and 8th houses, your thoughts might often be introspective or focused on deeper, transformative subjects, such as psychology or even the occult. Nakshatra influence on thought process in the fifth house. Now, let me examine the placement of different planets in each one of the 27 nakshatras of Vedic astrology within the fifth house, and let's see how that plays out in your thought process. Each nakshatra brings its unique flavor to your mind's landscape, and the planetary placements within these nakshatras can further refine and add depth to what you think about and how you process the world around you. Thought Patterns of Ravati Nakshatra, for all ascendants. Ravati Nakshatra, located entirely in Pisces and ruled by Mercury, is symbolized by a fish or a drum, representing nourishment, completion, and the journey's end. Known for its compassionate, nurturing, and spiritually inclined energy, Ravati is the nakshatra of those who seek fulfillment, harmony, and peace through understanding and empathy. This nakshatra encourages selflessness, inner peace, and a desire to guide others. Here's how the fifth lord in Ravati Nakshatra shapes your thought patterns, depending on your ascendant and house placement. Aries ascendant, sun as the fifth lord in Ravati Nakshatra, 12th house. With the sun as the fifth lord in your 12th house, Ravati's compassionate and introspective energy influences your thoughts on spirituality, inner growth, and solitude. You may often think about how to find personal fulfillment through helping others, valuing experiences that bring inner peace and understanding. Ravati encourages you to approach life with a sense of completion and empathy, making your mind focused on achieving tranquility and contentment. Your thoughts center on spiritual exploration and self-discovery, valuing time spent in reflection and compassion for others. Taurus ascendant. Mercury as the fifth lord in Ravati Nakshatra, 11th house. With Mercury in the 11th house, Ravati's nurturing and harmonious energy shapes your thoughts on friendships, aspirations, and community. You may often think about how to cultivate friendships that offer mutual support and understanding, valuing connections that provide emotional fulfillment. Ravati encourages you to approach social relationships with kindness and a desire to nurture, making your mind focused on forming bonds that are meaningful and inspiring. Your thoughts center on achieving goals that bring both personal and collective growth, valuing friendships that align with a shared sense of purpose. Gemini ascendant, Venus as the fifth lord in Ravati Nakshatra, 10th house. With Venus as the fifth lord in the 10th house, Ravati's compassionate and peaceful energy influences your thoughts on career, public image, and legacy. You may often think about how to create a career that reflects compassion, creativity, and fulfillment, valuing work that aligns with inner peace. Ravati encourages you to pursue a path that nurtures both yourself and others, making your mind focused on achieving success through harmony and empathy. Your thoughts are centered on creating a meaningful legacy, valuing a career that brings fulfillment and a sense of completion. Cancer ascendant, Moon as the fifth lord in Ravati Nakshatra, 9th house. With the moon as your fifth lord in the 9th house, Ravati's spiritual and nurturing energy shapes your thoughts on philosophy, spirituality, and higher learning. You may often think about how to seek wisdom that nurtures both yourself and others, valuing spiritual practices that bring peace and understanding. Ravati encourages you to explore spirituality with empathy and selflessness, making your mind focused on achieving enlightenment through compassion. Your thoughts are centered on discovering truths that resonate with your heart, valuing spiritual growth that fosters inner peace and harmony. Leo ascendant, Jupiter as the fifth lord in Ravati Nakshatra, 8th house. With Jupiter in the 8th house, Ravati's introspective and transformative energy influences your thoughts on mystery, transformation, and hidden knowledge. You may often think about how to approach life's mysteries with compassion and insight, valuing knowledge that brings healing and personal growth. Ravati encourages you to pursue inner transformation with patience and empathy, making your mind focused on exploring the depths of life. Your thoughts center on finding understanding and healing, valuing experiences that lead to spiritual growth and inner peace. Virgo ascendant. Saturn as the fifth lord in Ravati Nakshatra, 7th house. With Saturn in the 7th house, Ravati's harmonious and nurturing energy influences your thoughts on relationships, partnerships, and mutual understanding. You may often think about how to build lasting, meaningful relationships based on compassion and empathy, valuing partnerships that bring a sense of peace and completion. Ravati encourages you to approach relationships with patience and kindness, making your mind focused on creating bonds that support mutual growth and harmony. Your thoughts are centered on partnerships that foster mutual understanding, valuing relationships that bring both stability and emotional fulfillment. Libra ascendant, Saturn as the fifth lord in Rivati Nakshatra, sixth house. With Saturn in the sixth house, Rivati's compassionate and grounded energy influences your thoughts on work, health, and personal discipline. You may often think about how to approach your responsibilities with empathy and a desire to help others, valuing routines that support both inner peace and well-being. Rivati encourages you to handle challenges with patience and understanding, making your mind focused on achieving harmony through service. Your thoughts are centered on building resilience through kindness, valuing work that brings healing and balance to yourself and those around you. Scorpio Ascendant, Jupiter as the fifth lord in Rivati Nakshatra, fifth house. With Jupiter in the fifth house, Rivati's nurturing and spiritually inclined energy shapes your thoughts on creativity, self-expression, and intellectual pursuits. You may often think about how to use your talents to uplift and support others, valuing creativity that brings a sense of peace and fulfillment. Rivati encourages you to pursue self-expression with compassion and depth, making your mind focused on creating work that resonates with kindness. Your thoughts are centered on intellectual and creative pursuits that inspire, valuing self-expression that serves a higher purpose and contributes to collective well-being. Sagittarius Ascendant, Mars as the fifth lord in Rivati Nakshatra, fourth house. With Mars in the fourth house, Rivati's gentle and nurturing energy influences your thoughts on home, family, and emotional security. You may often think about how to create a peaceful and supportive home environment, valuing a family life that promotes harmony and understanding. Rivati encourages you to approach family matters with patience and care, making your mind focused on building a home that offers comfort and compassion. Your thoughts are centered on creating emotional security through empathy and understanding, valuing a home life that provides stability and inner peace. Capricorn Ascendant, Venus as the fifth lord in Rivati Nakshatra, third house. With Venus in the third house, Rivati's compassionate and reflective energy shapes your thoughts on communication, learning, and personal initiatives. You may often think about how to connect with others in a way that promotes understanding and kindness, valuing communication that nurtures relationships. Rivati encourages you to approach conversations with sensitivity and openness, making your mind focused on sharing insights that bring peace and clarity. Your thoughts are centered on meaningful dialogue and compassionate expression, valuing interactions that foster harmony and empathy. Aquarius Ascendant, Mercury as the fifth lord in Rivati Nakshatra, second house mantran. With Mercury in the second house, Rivati's nurturing and peaceful energy influences your thoughts on wealth, family values, and self-worth. You may often think about how to build a stable foundation that supports both inner peace and material security, valuing financial choices that align with compassion and integrity. Rivati encourages you to approach financial and family matters with patience and wisdom, making your mind focused on creating a life that is both prosperous and harmonious. Your thoughts are centered on achieving stability that fosters well-being and peace, valuing resources that support personal and family growth. Pisces Ascendant, Moon as the fifth lord in Rivati Nakshatra, first house. With the moon as the fifth lord in the first house, Rivati's introspective and compassionate energy greatly influences your sense of self and personal expression. You may often think about how to embody empathy and kindness, valuing personal growth that reflects inner peace and self-awareness. Rivati encourages you to approach life with a nurturing spirit, making your mind focused on developing a balanced and caring identity. Your thoughts are centered on self-discovery through compassion and reflection, valuing authenticity and inner harmony in how you present yourself to the world.